Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
I'm Megan Lynch.
And I'm Tom Ackerman. Roger Brand, let's go to him first. Overhead Door Company of St. Louis Traffic Center.
Well, Tom, it's been a rough morning. Lighter traffic, thankfully, but roadways are far from optimal. In fact, MoDOT and IDOT both reporting that the road conditions are completely covered, and that's pretty much an accurate assessment. Passable roads, but really just one lane on these interstates and vehicles stuck all over the place. And we'll cover it more in depth at 8:10.
Thank you, Roger. St. Louis County crews have been working around the clock to clear roads.
More than 100 snowplows and salt trucks have been working shifts. Dave Roan is the spokesman for St. Louis County Department of Transportation.
The time involved and the danger involved in driving without absolutely necessary is not worth it. I mean, bunker in place would be my advice to anybody.
We are plowing the streets and we are putting down some salt.
County Executive Sam Page released a video on social media showing him operating a regular pickup truck with a plow on the front.
Doing this in part to help get the work done, but also so I can understand what the job is like.
Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
Don't crowd the plows. That's the message from the Illinois Department of Transportation and shared by your local road crews as they battle blowing and drifting snow. Give them room to work. IDOT says main roads are passable, but urge slow going and don't feel the need to keep up with the posted speed limits. And be especially careful on the ramps as they are slick. Many Metro East communities have closed city halls today, and we know the Madison County and Bond County courthouses are both closed due to the weather. Republic Services and Aspen are two of the trash haulers here in southern Illinois, suspending garbage pickup services and pushing them back one day. Reporting from the Metro East, Brad Choate, KMOX.
Missouri State Highway Patrol's Dallas Thompson tells KMOX what you should do if you are stranded on the road.
First off, please stay inside your vehicle. You know, we've done stories all year long of how many pedestrians have been struck on our highways, and we don't want to have another story of that starting off the new year. So please stay inside your vehicle. You can call 911 if you're stuck. You can call star 55. That'll get you to your nearest Highway Patrol headquarters. Let us know where you're at, and we get some emergency crews out there with the proper lighting to get help and get you back on the roadway from there. But do not get out of your vehicle.
With all the snow comes the risk of injury for some people when shoveling that snow. KMOX Health Editor Fred Bottomer has some advice.
Slough Care General Internist Dr. Fred Buchholz at SSM Health St. Louis University Hospital says it all comes down to technique.
With, you know, shoveling a driveway or shoveling a sidewalk, you know, take your time. Make sure you have good technique and that try to avoid too much twisting or jerking on the back and arching the back, but just, you know, use your knees to lift up the heavy shovel full of snow and then turn your body as you're going to dump it somewhere rather than twisting your back. I think just doing good mechanics makes a lot of sense too.
Dr. Buchholz says it's critical you make sure you're dressed properly before going out to shovel snow to avoid getting too cold or too wet. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
It's 8:07. Police are looking for 17-year-old Jaden Arce, who escaped custody near Kings Highway and Parkview Place around 11 o'clock Sunday morning. He got away from St. Louis County juvenile officers. Police believe Arce fled into Forest Park and a canine unit was brought in. Arce was in for first-degree robbery.
A foreign steel giant threatening to sue the United States after President Biden blocked the Japanese acquisition of Pittsburgh-based U.S. Steel.
President Biden is rejecting a Japanese Chinese company's proposed deal to buy Pittsburgh-based U.S. Steel. That follows through on his vow in March to block Nippon Steel from acquiring what he called an iconic American steel company. The president's decision comes after the Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S. failed to reach consensus on the deal's possible national security risks. The president says America needs major U.S. companies representing the major share of U.S. steelmaking capacity. President-elect Donald Trump had also opposed the deal, though Biden's decision could potentially damage relations with Japan, America's biggest Asian ally. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ghost Army, a special exhibit at the Soldiers Memorial Military Museum, will extend its run, originally scheduled to end this month. The exhibit about a little-known story of artists creating fake troops and equipment to fool the Nazis will stick around through the end of May.
The St. Louis Fashion Fund has a new executive director. It's Becky Damian, who is also senior vice president and market manager of Odyssey St. Louis and Wichita, which includes KMOX. Damian will oversee a strategic planning initiative for the Fashion Fund, as well as oversee day-to-day activities. Founded in 2014, the St. Louis Fashion Fund works to bring more fashion talent and designers to St. Louis. From the KMOX Business Desk, the NHL Winter Classic may have been a nice win for the St. Louis Blues, but not many people watched. The Winter Classic at Wrigley Field notched the lowest viewership since its launch in 2008. 920,000 viewers tuned in, down from more than a million last year. That said, it got more viewers than any regular season NHL team this season. That's according to Sports Business Journal. The Blues did defeat the Chicago Blackhawks 6-2 and marked the third time appearing in the Winter Classic.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.